USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another new record for coronavirus cases. An additional 109,858 people tested positive on Thursday, eclipsing Wednesday's record total by more than 5,000 cases. Hospitalizations also remain on the rise, with areas in the Midwest and Southwest the hardest hit. The Trump campaign is filing another lawsuit in Pennsylvania as the counting of mail-in ballots continues. One of the campaign suits was settled earlier Thursday, as a judge allowed their poll watchers to observe the counting process closer than they were before. Another suit was filed later in the day seeking to stop the counting process. Trump campaign advisor Pam Bondi explained the latest filing.
We just filed a motion in federal court for immediate injunctive relief to shut down the voting process until we can get a resolution where we can look at these ballots.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The president of Kosovo has abruptly resigned after being indicted for war crimes. Hashim Thaçi has led the small Balkan country since 2016 after fighting in the Kosovo Liberation Army during the Kosovo War of the late 90s. Thaçi was indicted at The Hague for a range of crimes against humanity and war crimes including murder, torture, and forced disappearance of persons. Kosovo declared its independence in 2008, but Serbia still claims it as part of its territory. It's currently recognized by 98 members of the United Nations, including the United States. The Justice Department announced Thursday the largest ever seizure of cryptocurrency. Thousands of bitcoins that were linked to the sale of drugs and illicit goods from the dark website Silk Road were seized this week by law enforcement. That added up to $1 billion worth of bitcoin. Silk Road was shut down in 2013 and was a site where users could buy and sell drugs and illegal services like hacking. Investigators say the bitcoins seized this week were linked to profits from those illegal transactions. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A numismatist makes an interesting discovery in Maine.
A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple $100, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Both presidential candidates addressed the ongoing vote counting Thursday as results continue to trickle in. President Trump continued to assert that mail-in balloting was corrupt. He said the Democrats knew that was the only way they'd be able to win.
And I've told everybody that these things would happen because I've seen it happen. I watched a lot of different elections before they decided to go with this big, massive election with tens of millions of ballots going out to everybody, in many cases totally unsolicited.
Former Vice President Joe Biden called for calm while the counts continued and remained confident in the outcome.
We continue to feel very good about where things stand. We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners. So I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.